This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study today, I want to emphasize that it's always important to be sure you understand the context of a statement made in the Bible. Many false conclusions have resulted from ignoring this principle. Jesus' family didn't always understand what he was about. You see this in Mark 3:20 through 21. Jesus was making such an impact that he found it hard to get away from the crowds, at times even for him and his disciples to stop and have a meal. When his family heard about this, they went to where he was to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Too much of a good thing can break you. Jesus' mother, who had something of a grasp of her son's mission, didn't want him to push so hard that he would go over the brink and crack. She got his brothers and went to bring him home so he could get some rest. She was no doubt genuinely concerned for his physical, emotional, and mental health. His brothers, who at this time were not believers, tuned in to what their mother was thinking. When you pick up the story in verse 31, they arrive at the house where Jesus was teaching. Standing outside the overcrowded house, they sent in word that his family would like to see him. When this request got to him, what was his response? Do you feel the concern of his family? I've seen a similar concern in families when one of their children decide to go all out for God. It often creates tension. Jesus put it into focus. The bottom line is, am I doing the will of God? The issue we should always be concerned about regarding our children is not how do others view them, but how does God view them? And if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.